You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hey, we welcome you back. It has been a busy one on this Friday night. We had Coach DeBoer on an hour ago, getting a lot of reaction as we head into the weekend. It's been a very tumultuous day for Alabama. Another one bites the dust. Julian Sand, the top quarterback in the country in the current class. He had already enrolled. He had already practiced. He hit the portal, joining Caleb Downs, Isaiah Bond, Proctor, a lot of five-star athletes, and he was considered the preeminent quarterback entering college football for the 24th season from high school. Let's get back to the phones, and Legend is up next.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Paul.
Yes, indeed.
Pour me a triple, brother. Pour me a triple.
Yeah, by the way, don't tell anyone, but I've already had one.
I know that's right. I've been at about three. Man, pour me a triple. They keep leaving, man. They keep leaving. Man, I don't know what the hell's going on. Man, I don't know how true it is, Paul, but my sources in Tuscaloosa telling me that they didn't want Julian Sands, said he was too small. That's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. You ever heard anything that crazy, man?
All I would say is beware of your sources right now, because I've talked to too many people who said that he was as close to Bryce Young as you could find in terms of touch.
So we trade the.
By the way, I'm talking about the Bryce Young at Alabama, not the Bryce Young at the Panthers.
Yeah, if it'd say the Bryce Young at the Panthers, I don't know. He might be a bust. If he ain't bust, he's going to be busted by the time that offensive line gets done with him down there. He's going to get done with him. Hey, Paul, our man got me a career criminal, ain't he? He got me a habitual
He's been saving that stuff up for years.
Man, I don't remember strong-arming no hamburger guy or no advertising buddy, but I'm sure he can produce the names of the company since he seems more aware to know about me than I know about myself. No, he's really a pathetic dude, Paul. He's the kind of dude that scratches his back with his toilet brush at night when he gets out of the shower. He's the kind of guy that burns his front yard. He don't know it. He burns it. But I got White Trash Incorporated wide open. But the good thing is, Paul, Jim's been tweeting how great Iron Man is again. So if I can bring them two back together, Paul, if I can bring them back together. Oh, man, what a life them two will have, man. I mean, neither one of them delayed in 10 years. That's pretty obvious, you know. So, but if I can bring that friendship back together right there, man, that'd be worth it all. So you have some good calls, man. Way to fight, brother. If your sorry ass team got any fight like you got, you may have a chance there, dude. You may have a chance. Paul, am I reading this right? I can't be reading this right. Ohio State just hired Bill O'Brien.
So in the last 3 years, Bill O'Brien did a miserable job at Alabama. Did a worse job at New England, and now he's going to ensure that Ryan Day loses his job at Ohio State.
I think Ryan Day wanted a fall guy. I think he wanted a fall guy. You know, I heard him say today on Jocks that Bill O'Brien spent 80% of his career with Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. 80% of his career. But what's so fascinating about that is during that 80% of the time that he was with Coach Saban and Coach Belichick, Neither one of them won a championship when he was on the staff.
No. This guy, hey, remember, he was with the Texans too. They've done a lot better since he left.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He was a GM there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was a head coach for.
Yeah, he was head coach and GM.
Yeah, man, what an idiot. Well, I don't know what Ohio State's thinking. I hear they get Julius Saiyan, so he's going to have a great offensive coordinator to go to. That's for sure right there. Hey, all these crazy people talking. Dwayne, let me tell you something, dude. Nobody gives a damn about LSU. LSU don't scare nobody. You got a sorry coach that are going to win 9-10 games every year. Ain't never going to get you to the mountaintop. It's only a matter of time for you corn dogs that are losing that to realize what kind of average-ass coach you got down there. You don't scare nobody as long as the Notre Dame coach is over on your sideline. We own you, LSU. What do you want? One out of the last 10, we own you. We got paperwork saying we own you, dude. We got paperwork saying. And for all you folks saying Alabama's dead, y'all keep saying that. I'm going to tell you something. We're coming back, baby. We're coming back. Paul, I like Coach DeBoer, man. I mean, he didn't give you much, did he? He didn't tell you very much, did he?
Well, I don't think that was his goal. I think his goal was to try to calm the waters.
Well, they ain't calm. I ain't calm. We need some damn players, Coach DeBoer.
He was hoping that people watching would think everything's good.
It ain't good. It ain't good. It ain't good, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. One thing I like about Coach DeBoer, I'm going to tell you straight up, too. I wasn't too crazy about our AD up to a couple weeks ago, and I really started listening to him. And I've changed my opinion on him. I think Greg Burns is the closest thing to Greg Sankey in the SEC. I really do. I think he's a brilliant man, and I think we're in great shape at the University of Alabama with him in leadership. But what I like about Coach DeBoer, man, you can tell he's about championships, Paul. He ain't about coming in second place. He's about winning championships. He didn't come. That ain't Mike Shula. That ain't Mike the Bull, baby. That's a coach that just played in the national championship game. It ain't like we got a Shula or the Bull. So all you folks holding your coolers out there hoping that it's all over, keep holding them because we'll be back. We ain't went nowhere. We right where we need to be in this moment in time, in this 12-team playoff with a coach that can get us where we need to go. So you hold them till they bust because you're going to hold them too long, and they're going to bust. Because as the man said, we're too damn big to fail. Too damn big to fail. We are. We are the godfather of college football, and we won't fail. We don't accept it. That's what makes us different. Love you, Paul. And Nick Saban, not only did you leave the offices, but I've kicked you out of little Iron Man's BB brain. Get out of our man, BB Brain. I own that BB Brain now. I own that BB Brain of Jim and all y'all. I own all y'all White Trash Incorporated. I got the paperwork on all y'all. I own them little BB Brains now. Love you, Paul. Peace out.
Thank you very much. Danny is up next. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Paul. Am I right on the row of no more than 85 scholarship players on the roster at any time?
Well, I mean, you can do some adjusting, but I mean, that's technically what it's about. Yes.
Yeah. I just wondered how these teams keep getting players out of the portal. You know, when you look online and they're way over the limit, I mean,
you have to manage the roster when you're managing it.
But I mean, when you're looking at it online, you're getting 12 and 14 players more than, you know, the limit that they're supposed to be on. I was just wondering if they had anybody monitoring this.
Yeah, you have to watch it, but you're also looking at a moving target, and you know. Right now, you adjust as you move forward. Right now, nothing's really happening, so you can be a little
right.
heavy.
Well, I mean, you look at Georgia and Texas, and you see where they got like 90-something players And I know you got to take off for the ones that are going pro or the ones that are in the portal themselves, you know, and try to monitor it, keep it down level like that. And then again, they could be paying them enough to where they can pay their own tuition where they don't have to be on scholarship.
By the way, that's really a good point. Hey, thank you, Danny. We're up against a break. I've been a busy show with Coach DeBoer and many others. We will be back with the remaining 50 minutes of this week right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back. Friday night as we start to shut it down. Eddie is calling next. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Look, I was listening to your show, I guess a couple of days ago, and when you interviewed Antonio Langdon.
Yes,
are
sir.
You there?
Yeah, that was great. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I was speaking of terms of when you interviewed Antonio Langdon, and I want to tell you that I was one of the coaches of his uncle, Bob Pynchon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we
That's
were.
That's fantastic.
We had him down at Oco. Yeah, I had a pretty good career of recruiting. My most famous recruit, I signed Walter Payton for Jackson State when I was there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I signed Walter. I signed Leon Gray.
Wow.
I signed Donna Reese.
Eddie, back to Walter. Where else was he looking at?
Well, you know, that was 1970.
Right.
There were a few schools, I think Kansas, people okay. like that was interested in him. And he didn't want to go to Jackson State because his brother was already there. Eddie
oh,
Payton.
Okay.
Remember Eddie?
Oh, well, I do remember Eddie. Yeah, I sure do. Were you primarily there? Where else did you work?
Well, I started at Jackson State.
Okay.
And we got fired in 2 years, but we had all the players there in place to win championship. If we had stayed a third year, you know, you can't do much in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, that's
you're
right.
Coming in, like we came in behind a team that had 13 draft choices, drafting free agents.
That's amazing.
We succeeded Dr. Roy Page.
Okay.
Secretary of Education for George Bush.
Right.
Right. So,
well, you know,
my
first job, I was in Louisiana, and I covered about 3 Grambling games and
okay.
got to know Eddie Robinson. And he took me on a bus ride trip once. He called me and said, hey, you want to find out what it's really like? So we left Ruston and went to they were playing Mississippi Valley at Itabena.
Right.
Which I know you're familiar with, and I got to sit with him on the bus. It was one of the great experiences of my life.
Well, you were with a great man. He was a super man. Yeah, I knew Eddie well. I played against his teams. I graduated from Arkansas A&M back in the 60s.
Now I knew UAPB. Another guy. Who was Mario Kasem? Where did he coach? I can't remember. I remember got to get him.
Marino Kasem.
Mario Kasem. Okay.
That was my boss when I beat him recruiting, and he made every effort to get me to come down there because
I remember talking to him recruiting. A lot. He was a great. He was really quite a character.
He was. He was a good coach, and but we. I tell everybody, Paul, merged the AFL and the NFL.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because
we merged them.
You're absolutely right. He Eddie took me on one more trip. We went down to Miami in the Orange Bowl. They played, I think they played FAMU at the end of the season.
They played FAMU, the Orange Blossom Classic.
I'll tell you what he did, we went to a dinner the night before, and the guest speaker was Jesse Owen, and he came and said, "You want to meet?" I said, so he took me up, and I got to meet Jesse, and that, you talk about one of the great heroes of all time. Eddie opened a lot of doors for everyone, especially me.
Right. Well, let me tell you something else. Of Jesse, I knew Jesse. I didn't know him from Alabama. I'm from Alabama also. I'm from Tuscaloosa.
Right.
I knew Coach Bryan. Let me tell you a good story about Coach Bryan.
Sure.
I saw Coach Bryan November of 1982 in San Antonio, Texas. He was there for the Henry Frinkel coaching clinic.
Right.
And Coach Frinkel made sure Coach Bryan spoke that Sunday to keep everybody at the clinic. So when the clinic was over there, after he spoke Sunday morning, I walked about 30 feet close to the podium where he was. Now, I knew him from a kid. One of my friends' mother worked for them. Miss Martha worked for Coach Bryan, Miss Mary Hump and them. And so I walked close enough so he could see me, but I wasn't going up there because there was, awe about Coach Bryan. You just had that much respect for him. But he saw me and told me to come here. And I walked up to him. He said, what are you doing out here? I said, well, I coach out here, not coach. So he put his arm around me. We talked about 20 minutes. And the reporters were standing around. They were getting angry. I know, who is this guy? So I said, Coach Bryan, these people want to talk to you. He said, oh, they can wait.
That
was a great story about Coach Bryan, and he went home and died.
He sure did.
And I regret to this day. I regret for this day. I never took a picture with him. Now about Jesse Owens, this is another story I have. I met him in Chicago. I used to live in Chicago, but it brings me to mind. I nominated Otis Davis to the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
You remember him?
You too. I sure do. Sure.
Well, Otis had the world record and won the gold in the 1960 Olympics in the 440 back in those days. And they won the 440, not 440, they won the mile relay. He got gold in that. I nominated him for the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, and I was denied. He was denied, I mean.
Oh, well.
Explain that to me.
Eddie, I'm obviously a very big supporter of the Hall of Fame now, but there was a time when a lot of really quality people did not get in there.
Yeah, he was born and raised in Tuscaloosa, we all are.
That's too bad.
And unfortunately, he's older. He's much older than me, but I knew him as a little boy at elementary school when he graduated from high school, and I'm 82, so he's about 90. But we was in church, and I was a kid when he was a good basketball player at Industrial High School back then. It wasn't Druid. And then he couldn't go to, integrated colleges, so he joined the Air Force. And then after he got out of the Air Force, he ended up at Oregon State. But I was very disappointed they didn't accept him. And he's a born and bred there.
Well,
Tuscaloosa. And then,
well, Eddie, listen, this has been a real treat for you to call. I hope we can talk again.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I tried to talk to you back in the day when you was in with Anderson or Gadsden somewhere. You was on AM radio.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, it was Gadsden was our first affiliate when we
tried
to expand.
Well, yeah, I tried to tune in there several times, couldn't get you, but I've always followed you because you was at the Post Herald.
Yes, sir.
And I remember you from the days I was coaching at Alabama A&M.
You have you've had quite a career.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah. Eddie, let's do this again. Thank you very, very much, Coach. What a treat to talk to you. Let's check in with Mike next in Los Angeles. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Hope you and your wife and your dog are doing well.
We are. Thank you for asking.
Did Alabama complain when Jermaine Burton or Henry To'o or Jameson or Jahmyr Gibbs decided to leave their colleges and come to Alabama?
Mike, I don't remember any complaints, no.
Now, when they got Tommy Rees to come and bring the backup quarterback, or even as recently as last month, when they got the coach from Michigan after the season to come in specifically for the Rose Bowl, did anybody talk about the playing field was unfair?
Don't think so.
Yeah. So it's just kind of interesting, you know, when Pruitt left Tennessee, about 30 people left, and every other school has kind of suffered this. And Alabama, Nick Saban, greatest coach ever, nothing but respect for him. But they've been living on this magical ride that won't ever be repeated. But just simply because of Nick Saban, they were able to, you know, do things and get people that just average schools couldn't. And now that the shoe is on the other foot, it's like, man, football's over, NIL, the transfer portal. Man, this is just awful, Paul. It's unfair. And do you think some of the callers – are kind of crying a little bit much now that it's changed?
Well, the one thing I do know, Mike, is I covered Alabama football before Saban. While they may be going through this period, they will not change. Alabama fans still believe in their program. I've seen them through some of the biggest buffoons that have ever had a whistle around their neck. So this guy is a uniquely qualified coach, but the times have changed. Thank you very much for the call. We have to go to a break. We are here for 30 more minutes on a Friday night. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We welcome all of you back, and Todd is up next. Good afternoon, Todd.
Good evening, Paul. You doing okay today?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am good, man. Hey, do I need to get the big lock out and go down there and put it on, lock the stadium out down there? Because we ain't gonna have no more football, it sounds like, down there.
No, it's all over. You know that.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, yesterday when we was talking about the tail whippings and stuff, Paul, that was at the Dollar G. I don't go to the packing store. I don't drink, Paul. I growed up in a family that wasn't nothing but alcoholism and drugs. And I just kind of avoided it. And it was hell growing up with that. And but anyway, God's working on my salty language, Paul. But I just wanted to say, Dwayne, we sure ain't scared of you, just like legend said. We ain't scared of nobody. And, Paul, I wanted to say this. I guess $12 million a year, and you work hard kissing players' butts, and I guess since Saban stepped down, that's why they all hit the portal. Well, I told my wife the other night, Paul, I would rather have a bunch of 3 stars that wanted to work and play for me than these 5 stars.
Well, Todd, that's great. I don't know what that translates to, but it's certainly a more cohesive unit.
Hey, also, Paul, let me tell you one other thing. My brother died over there in the hospital at Charlotte, right there where you're at.
Yes.
And he had brain cancer, and he died last December. But now my uncle, my mom and all them, they live at Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's very
and
close.
And my uncle is a real good man. He runs Coleman Records. If you ever get in a tight spot, you look up Wallace Coleman. He is a good man, and he'll come get you over here. He's got rollbacks.
Well, thank you. I know Fort Mill is probably
– it's in your back door.
It's probably 10 minutes from our studio.
Yeah, so you call Wallace Coleman if you need somebody to come get you. He'll pick your car up and take you somewhere, buddy.
Well, that is something I hope never happens, but I just wrote it down. Thanks a lot. AJ is up next.
Oh, you know, it's about time with all these changes. I'm going to step his collar game up to another level. I'm fixing to take it out from everybody's capable potentials. And I'm going to tell you, you know, not long ago we heard about that meteor shower coming, you know, and you know, I sat out there for a couple nights looking there. I never seen anything. And then, you know, fast forward a few weeks and I get a headline, Nick Saban is retiring. And so I was like, oh boy, this is my chance. I'm going to finally get me a meteor shower. So I jump in the truck. I take off from Pell City. I get off McFarland Boulevard over in Tuscaloosa. I'm going up the strip here and I look over at Cryant Denny Stadium, and all I can see stars streaking out of that stadium. That Cryant Denny Stadium ain't a star left in it. I mean, it was the most beautiful meteor shower you ever seen, Paul. And I'm going to tell you, so with that being said, what I have to do is I got to repitch our business venture, you know, about the T-shirt contest, T-shirt company that I talked about a couple weeks ago to you. You just didn't buy it. But I promise you, You will go in 50-50 and get a building and get a screen printing machine, a couple of them, and some employees. And I promise you, Paul, the first million, we'll make $1 million in the first on the first shirt that we print. It's going to say, I used to be a bammer until Nick Saban dropped the hammer. So now I'm going to streak like a 5-star freak. And let me tell you something, bash. Let me tell you something about your calls, Bash. You need to lay off them hallucinogenic Colorado cookies that you eat on, sitting over there in your kitchen with your pink thongs on while you're watching the show, because your calls are just like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. It ain't good for nothing but sucking. And another thing, Rusty's the nurse. He keep throwing them needles. I just knit me a shirt that says, War Damn Eagle.
Keats, he's not. Brandon is calling next. Hello, Brandon.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm actually going to make a couple of comments about two of your callers, and I'm not going to be the typical bashing person. With Legend, I get cracked up with him because he kind of reminds me of one of those old-timey ring announcers that when they say the name or you know, when they call out the person, you know, Paul Feinbaum, because he just has to, like, repeat himself. And I get cracked up on that. With I-Man, he is, like, my most favorite caller. And I am a Bama fan. And I'm a little disappointed because, you know, I've been listening for a while. And, you know, he used to have one of the lines about window lickers.
Right.
And I wish that he would bring that back so, so bad, because that was just like a highlight of my day just to hear those. But I did have a question for you. With the hiring of Coach DeBoer, with him not being in the South region as far as recruiting, do you think that he hired the South Alabama coach more for his coaching skills or just the repertoire that he may have with, you know, some of the high school coaches? And I'll hang up and listen. And thank you.
Thanks. I think the primary reason he hired Kane Womack was that they had worked together before. It probably didn't hurt that Kane knows the Mobile area and probably other areas as well. He's got a couple of carryovers. That is always the challenge, but you can hire all the people in the world that help open the doors, but it's ultimately on you to break them down. And you know, I assume he'll be able to do that, but those are always challenges for a new coach who has never been or had spent much time in the area. Thank you very much for the call. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Alan is up next in Valdosta, Georgia.
Hey, Paul, you're looking sharp, buddy. You're looking sharp.
Thank you very much.
I hope your wife dresses you like that every day.
Yeah, that's her main job right now, is to make sure I look presentable.
My hat's off to Alabama. Steve Spurrier raised the bar. Gene Stallings on the network the other day. Super job, Paul, getting him on there.
Thank you.
And he raised the bar. Steve Spurrier raised the bar. Best games you ever want to watch against each other. Nick raised the bar, too. So my hat's off to Alabama and their future coming. Of course, I'm a big Georgia fan. Pat Fawcett was the secretary of president of Alabama. And my wife and her were pen pals from junior high on up. So we asked for two tickets. We paid $80. We went to the Alabama 92 game with Alabama. And if you go through four different doors, you're going to see four different things. Let me tell you one thing I remember. And that is everybody's lined up in order, in order, in order. Gene Stallings' team runs off in order. The last four people off that field before the kickoff was the Miami offensive line. They spread out three apart. And they wriggled their hips and they shot their hands like pistols. What they wanted was cheers. And the Alabama people booed them so bad. It was hilarious. So anyway, what they wanted was cheers. You got boos. So the first play of the game was a sack of 12 yards of Toretta. So the offensive line for Miami wanted cheers. They got them. But you do a great job, these visitors, to get on there, especially the more vets, the vets. I like John Milhouse from St. Louis. I liked him. You know, John Milhouse from St. Louis. But you do a great job, Paul. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. And we head to the break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Before we do, there is some breaking news, which just when you think there are enough trouble going down in Florida for Billy Napier, it's being reported right now by ESPN that Florida's football program is under NCAA investigation regarding its recruitment of Jaden Rashada. Remember the guy that allegedly signed for $13 million a year and a half ago, then later left the program. The university has confirmed that they have received a notice of inquiry. What exactly any of this means right now, I don't know, but it's just another negative headline to add to all the other ones.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.